251, I got your mechanical tied up. What's going on?
Actually, I wasn't sure. I sent a PRTT and I sent a mechanical tied up now. Because when I just pulled into the bus stop, there's this guy waiting for the bus, and I just hit, like, as soon as I pulled in, he banged on my front door, and he just, like, shattered my front, like, the door glass. It's all cracked and broken. And he just walked over to power through the bike path.
Okay. Do you have a description of this guy?
He's a black guy. I think he's in his, like, 50s. Height maybe 5'10", 11". And he has a briefcase, kind of like a briefcase on his hand, which he banged on the front window.
Okay. Do you have any kind of a clothing description?
He was wearing a shirt and a jean pant, I think. Shirt is kind of blue and white mixed color.
Okay, 50-year-old black male, about 5'10", blue and white shirt, like a dress shirt, button-up kind?
Yes, like a dress shirt, and he has like a briefcase, and he's kind of mad. I don't know who he's mad at, but he walked towards Powell through the bike path here. By the max line.
Okay, I do copy that. Thank you very much. How bad is that door glass? I mean, is it just cracked a little bit? Can you still continue in service?
I don't know. It's not a small crack. I can see that. There's a big hole in there. I don't know. I can send you a picture, but it looks pretty bad, so... There's a big hole, and the air can go in and out, and, I don't know if I can send you a picture.
No, I don't need a picture. If you're telling me there's a hole in the glass, I believe you. Go ahead and, do you still have passengers?
No, I have two passengers that I, my follower was right behind me, so he went into that bus.
Okay, there is another follower just about 10, 15 bucks behind you. So offload those other two passengers. I would like for you to go not in service to 112th and go down to Powell and back to the garage. All right, send me ready for service. Well, let's see. You'll be done. So I'll go ahead and send you some numbers for your report. You're welcome, 1803.